You may be seated. And as you're seated, I want to just kind of go through this whole passage with you and look at all these sad moments of David's life. Because as David faced all the consequences, remember we're in the consequence section, as he faced all the consequence section of his sins, God was looking how he'd respond to them. Because even as he responded, he was able to glorify the Lord going through all this pain. The good news is what we just read in these 14 verses. David responds consistently through his painful consequences for God. He, before Bathsheba and after Bathsheba, was truly God's man. And what we see is that Bathsheba was merely him slipping into sin, repenting, and walking back to the walk he had always walked from then on. And that's the joy. This is the third section that we're looking at, in the final section of David's life. And this final section is the 20 years, the last 20 years of his life. He probably slipped into sin with Bathsheba at age 50. 10 years of little problems, little son, daughter raped, son murdered. But now things kind of culminate with rebellion from Absalom. And this period of time is flowing from David's unguarded moments, which we examined in depth. His unguarded moments that led to sin. That's Uriah and Bathsheba, that whole thing. And the sobering reminder is the second part. We're right in the middle of this. The inevitable consequences of that sin. And there's a whole era of David's life that's just filled with looking at the inevitable consequences. Chapter 15, where we were looking, chapter 16, where we read, are just two of 11 chapters of consequences that the Bible records. It's just massive. The inevitable consequences that led to pain in David's life. And David, in this painful time, writes a successive group of psalms. We're going to see one, especially this evening, where he writes this right there as he's fleeing from Absalom. And he writes Psalm 3. He also writes Psalm 31, Psalm 55, most likely Psalm 63 that was alluded to also this morning. And of course, the good news is from the God of New Beginnings that the last chapter of David's life is the chapter where he, through humble obedience and proper responses to the Lord, has a joyful ending. Despite his failures with Bathsheba, David truly was a man after God's own heart. And he ends so well, and we'll see that not too long in the future. But here's a summary of what is in the first 14 verses. If I was to summarize verses 1 through 14 of 2 Samuel 16, it would be this. Even when we face the consequences of our sin, even when they're so painful, it is even then we can praise God, glorify our Savior, and experience His grace that's more than enough. So don't lose heart if you're going through consequences of former events in your life. Even then, you can offer some of the richest praise and magnify the Lord and glorify Him and have a life that lasts forever because it pleases God.